We music is something slow and complex.
Welcome back to the Front Room Podcast. Today we have a very, very special show. It is the Squee Special. Some of you may have heard me going on about Squee for quite a time now. In celebration of it being a special, we have an extra special guest mix on today by Boss Kite. And if you don't know who Boss Kite is, you will by the end of this, because I'm going to talk quite a lot about him. That tune that you just heard was a tune called Enter the Jargon by Messack, and he's quite a big player in the Squee world. I'm going to put his SoundCloud or his MySpace or one of them in the description, so you can go and have a little look at this, because it's definitely something you need to go and look for yourself. I'm not just going to spoon feed you all this, alright. As some of you may be able to tell, I have a cold, so that's going to get in the way a little bit. But we're going to keep listening to some really good music, and in celebration of it being Boss Kite's mix, I'm going to show you a track from him right now called CMYK. Wow. Salivating for the mix, because I can promise you it's a very special mix. Right, I'm just going to throw a bit of information about Squeezer, you know, could do that throughout, throw a little bit here, a little bit there, see what you think about it. Squeeze started in Sweden and Finland, sort of up in the Nordic countries. There's a lot of people up there that started it off, but one of the people who was a pioneer of it was a man called Daniel Savio. And he was the second producer of Squee and the first man to DJ it. And he's quoted as saying, the aim is to squeeze out the most interesting sound possible. And that's where he coined the term Squee. Squee is kind of funk rhythms, soul rhythms, you know, wailing synths over the top. And, you know, whilst you're squeezing out the most of it, you come up with some really interesting little tidbits of sound on there. Building on that now, I want to show you a tune of Daniel Savio's. It's a really good song called Eyeballs on the Street.
Thank you.
Okay, that's that funky number. It's called Grozny Nightlife, and it's by Sla, S-L-A. Again, I will put up all of the MySpace and SoundCloud that I can find, so don't worry about spelling them wrong. Now, this is actually, Squeeze got quite a lot to do with the dubstep scene in particular areas of the UK. There's quite a lot of bleed over. And a lot of artists in the dubstep scene are actually sort of picking up on it. People like, you may have heard Rusko do a Squee remix. People are all saying that the Purple Sound, Demi, Joker, all of them are very heavily influenced by it, which you can hear from the Wailing Synths, maybe. Rusty, Zombie, Jamie Vex, to name a few, have just picked up on this sound and gone with it. But you may have noticed there's not a huge amount of bass in this. It's because most Squee tracks are not driven by the bass, as a lot of dubstep is. But that doesn't mean to say that it doesn't happen. And this song here, called Wreck Johnny Wreck, and that's by Beat Bully. It's a pretty bass-driven track, and it's really, really good. So, yeah, enjoy. Thank you. Okay, that was Spartan Lover with the tune Zbeeg, I think that's how you say it, but don't quote me on that. Look at the track description, make up your own mind. Before that was Wreck Johnny Wreck by the Beat Bullies. If I can look at my bit of paper, that would be nice. But now, I want you to sit back, because it's time for Boss Kite to get in on the mix, and you are really, really going to enjoy this. This is a fabulous mix. I want to say a big, big thank you to Boss down in Brighton. Thank you very, very much for putting this together for me. So here you go, guys. Boss Kite.
Take it from Shibiki. Thank you.
mix. That was Creature of Lagoon by Marcus Sage. And those of you with a good memory will remember that I mentioned this and in fact played it in the last show. I know it was a while ago, but we'll try and get some more regularity back on the shows. But what a mix that was. What a mix. Thank you very much to Boss Kite down in Brighton. Definitely a lovely mix. You can't argue with that. Definitely keep an eye out for his tune, The Manifesto. It's coming out soon on the label Flogster Dancehall. And that actually segues quite nicely into me talking about the labels that there are. Flogster Dancehall is a Swedish label, and I've probably said that completely wrong. But I don't speak Swedish. But there are quite a few. The original couple that came out of Sweden and Finland were Flogster Dancehall and Harmonia. That was the Finnish one. But now they've popped up in a number of places. We've got a couple in Finland, one in Norway, one in Spain, a couple in the US, one in France. You know, these keep popping up. This is just a testament to the growing popularity of this genre of music, which is great and really nice to see the popularity growing. Okay, now we've got a song now by another sort of pioneer is probably the wrong word, but he was definitely there, one of the first ones there, giving it his all. His name is Randy Barracuda, and he does produce some fantastic tracks. But this track is called Rick James Is Dead. I want to apologise, actually. I've completely forgotten to mention Donkey Pinch down in Brighton. I'm sorry, boss, mate. Managed to completely forget that. Sorry about that. If you're down near Brighton, which I know some of you could be, definitely go and see the Donkey Pinch nights. They put on some really, really excellent nights, so it's definitely worth having a little look at. Okay, move on quickly to another tune. This tune is by a guy called Beam, and it's called Significant Other, and it's such a nice song. Beam actually has given away this album for free, which the link for that will be in the description as well. I hope you all go and get it because it's absolutely fantastic, and I hope you'll really, really enjoy it. Yeah. was We Could Be Squeros by Aero Johannes. That's a tune that's a lot of people get into from the dubstep scene. It's what actually dragged my attention towards Squee, because it's at the same sort of tempo. It's very similar to dubstep. You could drop that in any sort of dubstep set, and I frequently do. But that's opened up so many more avenues into the Squee, my dear. Unfortunately, we're coming to a close. I know. Stop your crying. Don't worry. We will be back. But we're going to end the show tonight with another very special tune. This is a remix by someone called Radio Scott Boyd. He's from Salem, Massachusetts, over in the States. And he's very kindly let me close the show with it tonight. So big, big shout out to you. Thank you very much. Also got to give a big shout out to Borland, who is actually the person who wrote this tune before Radio Scott Boyd remixed it. And, well, Borland is a fantastic producer as well. Also someone you should check out. Again, someone I will put in the description. As usual, I've managed to forget something as the show goes on, but this time I've managed to remember. If you want to get in contact, please do email at frontroompodcast@googlemail.com. Please do get in touch with your comments, questions, any tunes you want to hear. If you want to put a mix on, that would be fantastic. But please do get in contact. That's enough from me. I'm going to leave you with this Radio Scott Boyd remix of Ball and Tune, Cat Laser. I'll speak to you all very soon. Bye-bye.